Easter Sunday. The epistle is taken from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, purge out the old leaven so that you may be a new dough, as you really are without leaven. For Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep festival, not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Please stand for the gospel. At that time, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had just risen. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll the stone back from the entrance of the tomb for us?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back, for it was very large. But on entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right hand, clothed in a white robe. And they were amazed, and he said to them, "Do not be terrified. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him as he told you." Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Last night, for the Easter Vigil, the ceremony starts outside the church on the sidewalk in front of the church. All the lights are extinguished. The electric lights are out. None of the candles are lit. And we start with a fire, but not a blazing fire, but a dying fire. A fire that is just reduced to some embers. There are a few flames, but it is not bright. It's not burning. And that fire represents the world. The world in sin. Adam and Eve were created to be really the king and queen of this world. And we were to have true dominion over this world. But because of sin, that was lost. Through the first sin, not only we fell, our race, but all of creation. And so that dying fire represents that. And we're in darkness out there, the entire congregation, the priests, and we're in darkness. And so then we have the candle, the Easter candle, it represents Christ. Easter candle is brought forward, the fire is blessed, and then the fire is blessed, and then we take and we put these nails here in the cross. These are grains of incense here in the wax, but there's also a nail in there. And we pierce the candle with those nails. If you recall a few years ago, I preached on the Easter candle. The candle represents Christ. The flesh here, the wax, is his human flesh. The wick is his soul. And the flame is the flame of divine charity that burns the candle, that inflames the candle. And so the nails, the five nails, then we pierce the flesh of the candle with those nails. That represents the suffering, passion, and death of our Lord. The five wounds of Christ are here represented on the candle. And then, after that, do we take a taper, a little candle, we light it from that fire, from those dying embers, and then we light the candle. And that represents the resurrection. Christ, through his passion and death, then is resurrected. The flame is lighted for us, and then it begins to illuminate us. We process in the deacon, then we process into the church, a darkened church, with a single candle. And he chants out, "Lumen Christi, light of Christ." We respond, "Deo gratias, thanks be to God." Why? Because Christ is the first of the resurrected, giving us light. And we do that three times, and we then begin to illuminate our candles. All the candles in the church are then lit. We bring the candle here in the center of the sanctuary, to begin the liturgy. And that candle, as I said, that illumination represents our resurrection. Christ is the firstborn of the resurrected, but then each of us then has a share in that, those who are found worthy, of course, which is represented by that candle. And this is the beginning of the ceremony, and this is why we have the candle here for all of Easter season, to remind us Christ is here with us, the firstborn of the resurrected. He is here, and the candle is lit in order to remind us of that. And that symbolism is also exhibited in the season for us. For just like those dying embers was the old world, where St. Paul talks about the old leaven, to put that off, the old world, so in a sense, Lent is that. It is the old world. It is really this world, the world of suffering and difficulty, of penance. You know, St. Therese of Lisieux, in her autobiography, when her older sister Pauline, who she was a young girl, and she just was, as sometimes younger sisters are, just in love with her older sister, wanted to be just like her. And when Pauline told her she was going off to be a nun, she said she was so sad, and she writes, "And that's before I understood that this world is sorrow and separation." And so our Lenten penances, our time of Lent, can be thought of as our time in this world, that the difficulty, the little sufferings and difficulties that we undergo, until we are led to the next life. And if we're found worthy, then we will be resurrected with Christ. Well, not exactly. We'll be received into new life with Christ then. And then it will be the day of rest. We will rest until, of course, the resurrection at the end of time. And that represents now. You know, Christ is sacrificed for us, and now is the time of feasting. Just like today, many of you will have a great feast. You have friends and family, and relax and enjoy the day with their company. Our Lord oftentimes speaks of heaven in that regard. It's like a wedding banquet where there'll be feasting and relaxing and enjoyment, where we'll see old friends and reminisce about old times, and you'll wish the afternoon would never end. Well, heaven will be like that. There will not be an end. There'll be that rest and recreation and enjoyment. We'll see old friends and reminisce about the good things, and the bad times will be forgotten. They will be put away. That's what heaven is. And today on Easter, in your celebrations, you should think about that. Of course, you have the dishes afterwards and the cleanup afterwards, but that, we'll forget about that part. And so today on Easter Sunday, we should think about that. Think about how Christ has went before us to prepare a place for us in heaven. He's resurrected for us, the first of the resurrected, the firstborn, so that we would then be resurrected and be with him forever. So on this day, let us then thank him, and let us pray that we would also be found worthy to be with him forever in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.